Me Podcast. Disclaimer. The following podcast is not that much for the faithful part. I'll be saying my own opinion, and this can hurt some people's feelings. Remember, if most of the things said here are my opinion, keep that in mind. But anyways, thank you for listening to Me Podcast. Hello and welcome back to Me Podcast. I am your host, the guy no one cares about, Thomas. So yeah, welcome back to Me Podcast, I guess. It's really fun making these episodes. I'm just sitting around in my opinion. And yes, this is all my personal opinion. You don't have to take it personally. If you get hurt emotionally,
I cannot say anything today.
Please. It's not my problem, it's your problem. And you need to train your ability to take a joke. So yeah, I'll be joking around for most of the time. Should I hope? Yes, I'll try my best not to swear. I don't mean saying words like fuck, shit, ass. I had a disclaimer, bad language. Sure, I should have probably said that before. Like it matters. But yeah. So, welcome to the worst news segment. So far, nothing has really happened where I am. Nothing else has happened, and the world is pretty much empty. Nothing is happening. We're all just minding our own business. Some in quarantine, some in not. Some are sort of losers. Like you, Donald Trump. But sometimes, the small things are the most meaningful. And I saw that iconic line in an ad. Thank you, my man. I actually don't know Snoop Dogg personally. I just like making references to him right now because of that ad. That is inspiring. Yes, last episode was, let me just say it now, garbage. It was cringe and garbage. I did not know what I was doing. But the point of that episode was that I was actually still learning. That's why it's so garbage and cringy. So yeah, that's pretty much my reason. But now, for this episode, I'll try my best not to make it cringe. If it is cringe, please let my friend tell me. He is listening to me podcast. He'll probably tell me whenever a new episode comes out if it's bad or not. Or next time we meet up. So yeah, this has pretty much been it for the What's New segment. Moving on to the next one. This is the gaming section. Hello and welcome back to the gaming segment. Today, I'll be talking about a game that has had a high impact on our society to date. I'm of course referring to Minecraft. Minecraft is one big game. If I were to introduce you to Minecraft, it's like watching a tutorial. It's just not that way you probably play it. All I'm saying is that Minecraft is a basic game. You either have survival mode or creative mode. In survival mode, you go around collecting resources, surviving in a big world, possibly endless. And your goal is really having a goal. You decide what your goals are. And in creative mode, you just go around building whatever you want. You have access to all blocks, all things, all items at all times. There are no squares in Minecraft. There are no circles in Minecraft. My bad. It's 100% square. Minecraft is unique because of its square design. Circles can be made in Minecraft out of blocks. But there are no actual circles outside of mods. But yeah. Minecraft is a big game. And we can devote. And Minecraft deserves the attention it got with the newest update announced being the Caves and Cliffs update. Being what's going to become the biggest update to date. Yeah, this update will be massive. will update the caves and cliffs forever. But, yeah. So Minecraft is a big game, and what you do there is basically simple. You go around and survive. Minecraft is one hell of a game, and you do a lot. You can potentially do anything. Minecraft is such a big game that the amount of logs that's in a typical survival world didn't have a number, and is bigger than the amount of different things you can search for in Google. Yes, I am not kidding. Minecraft is bigger than Google. Confirmed. But yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much how big Minecraft is. There are a whole lot of diamonds. So yeah, Minecraft is filled up with stuff. But let me go through the basic on what you should do from the start. No one just said that I wouldn't do that, but thinking about it, so you guys can have somewhat of a decent start. So when you spawn in, you gotta hope that you spawn in a forest or have a tree nearby. Because you're gonna start up by collecting wood. That's the first thing to do. Second of all, you gotta get some wool and make a bed. That way, you will respawn where you last slept. Then you gotta build a base, and then you have to establish some sort of resource and go mining. Look for diamonds, and make a nether portal. Go to the nether, and gather what resources whatever you want from there. Go back, hunt endermen, or get them from jungle villagers or piglins. Find the end, and defeat the ender. That's pretty much how you beat Minecraft's story, if you can call it a story. Minecraft has two spin-off games, Minecraft Story Mode, and that's free actually, Minecraft Story Mode, Minecraft Earth, and Minecraft Dungeons. Also Minecraft Story Mode Season 2, but I'm counting that under Minecraft Story Mode. Let me go through the first one, Minecraft Story Mode Season 1 and 2. Minecraft Story Mode, here, your choices matter. You play as Jesse, and you adventure through dangerous adventures where you encounter all loads of enemies. The first 4 episodes of that was the Wither Storm. A Wither that's absorbing blocks because of a command block. You meet a whole lot of characters there. Then the next 4 chapters will all random villains, but there are a common theme. All builders, some strange dimension. 8. In Season 2, there's one villain, the Admin. He first has out a giant prismarine guy, turns into a snowman, then turns into his true form. I also take your design for some time, but that's only limited. So yeah, that's pretty much Minecraft Story Mode in a nutshell. Minecraft Earth is, well, I don't know how to explain this game. You pretty much just mind your own business in the real world with Minecraft stuff in it. Yeah, pretty much. Minecraft Dungeons is a dungeon crawler based around Minecraft, with a whole lot of items for you to collect, and you can customize the way your loadout is, with different abilities, weapons, yeah. And there's a kind of story. Your villager got denied by a whole lot of villagers, and out of sheer anger, he climbs the mountain to find the Orb of Dominance. With it, he asserts his dominance. Neat. And also ironic. And your job is to put him down. It's a dungeon crawler, so you can just explore a world and follow the story. I don't know who made Minecraft Earth, but they're doing that Minecraft Story Mode and Minecraft Dungeons, all made by Telltale Games. Might sound like I said Telltale Games. Man, I'm doing bad today. So yeah, that's pretty much Minecraft Story Mode, Minecraft Earth, and Minecraft Dungeons in a nutshell. Shit, I don't know what to say. Sorry about my language, by the way. Like I said, I will probably swear here and there. End of the gaming section. Next up, my section. Welcome to my section. This is a new section where I'll be just talking.
So my session will primarily consist of what's going on for me in my life. Currently, nothing is happening. I'm just going to school, going back, doing what I'm supposed to, and minding my own business. That's pretty much what I do daily now. But I do browse Reddit. I like memes. And I watch YouTube to see how fascinating people can become. Yeah. I have friends. We have a dog. Not much is happening for me. Yeah. Also, we're in December. How cool is that? We get to be more excited towards Christmas. Neat. This has been the end of my segment. You've reached the end of me podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode. Stay safe and let 2020 get us catastrophes and world-ending viruses out of here in 2021. Stay safe.